Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll start calling him Katie. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's find out what's going on with the New York football Jets. All right. Our man up there, John Jastrzemski. He is the host of New York, New York podcast for The Ringer, here to talk with us about the Jets, because we're all wondering, are they seriously going to take Wilson? We'll also ask him about the Yankees, Braves. But, John, good to have you on the show, man. Welcome in. It's Dukes and Bell. So Mike and I were talking about this. Is this all a smokescreen? Are you buy in that they're going the kid from BYU?
I think it's an absolute lock, fellas. First of all, it's a pleasure to be on. I hope all is well. I'd be stunned if we're sitting here next Thursday and we're talking about Justin Fields and we're talking about Mac Jones. I mean, every report known to man, I don't think it's a smokescreen. I think it's just an absolute... You're going to see Zach Wilson. I think they like his charisma. I think they like his chutzpah. I think they like the fact that he has the sort of personality that can take on New York. Whether he's going to be a big-time quarterback in the NFL, I have no idea, guys. But Zach Wilson is going to be the pick until...
All right. I mean, we've talked about it. We felt that Fields has gotten more of an upside. You don't have to play at a big school to be a star in the NFL. We all know that, John. But we had a chance to have Matt LaFleur here. He was a quarterback's coach. His brother, Robert Saleh, is just raving about it. What is this offense going to look like with the new OC?
You know, it's the million-dollar question because, look, you think about a new coaching staff and you think about a new coordinator. Until you see that plan in action,
right?
You know, it's wait and see type of game. However, because of what you've seen from Kyle Shanahan and his offense for years with you guys in Atlanta and now with the San Francisco 49ers over the last couple of years, my guess would be we're going to see an offense that is similar to that. And I know you guys don't want to go over the final couple of minutes and what happened in that Super Bowl against the New England Patriots.
Nope.
That'll be said. No, I'm not even going to do it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. But for the most part, Kyle Shanahan has run competent, solid type of offenses. So all in all, to me, if that is going to be the sort of offense the Jets get themselves into, I think it's a good thing for the franchise.
John, so there's been a lot of dysfunction there with the Jets. How are people feeling about these hires at general manager and now with Saleh as coach? And specifically, you know, what have they done to come in and try and change the culture?
You know, I hate throwing that terminology out there until you actually see it. And you've seen it now, obviously, with Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks. But I will tell you this, guys. This is the most excited Jet fans have been about a head coach in a long, long time. Todd Bowles was a very uninspiring hire. Adam Gase, don't get me started. It was 2 years of just absolute debauchery. It was an embarrassment and a disgrace of epic proportions. Robert Saleh is going to be a leader of men. Can he be a top-notch NFL head coach? I have no idea. You never know with a coordinator. Some coordinators I thought were going to be stone-cold locks as head coaches. They stunk. Other guys, I was not so sold that they were going to be great head coaches, and they have made their mark on the league. So you got to see what that guy is going to do now that he's running a roster 1 through 53. But I think the personality of Robert Saleh and the sort of go-get-it type of attitude that he brings to the table is something this franchise has desperately lacked for a long period of time. And guys, Joe Douglas, at the very least, it seems like he's valuing draft picks. The Jets are loaded this year in the draft, and if you're going to get good in the NFL, it's no secret. You got to be able to nail picks on draft day. You cannot build a team in free agency and think that's your avenue of going and winning a Super Bowl. You got to hit on draft picks. The Jets got a bunch of them now. We'll see what they make of them.
It is a John Jastrzemski, guys. If you're just tuning in, host of New York on The Ringer, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. John, the just to double down on Gase, because we're going to see Sam Darnold, if he can beat Bridgewater out up in Carolina. Do you think he gets a fresh shot and that's a guy that can make it in the NFL, or you saw what you saw in the Jets and that's as good as it gets?
That's a great question. I think the jury's out on Sam Darnold being a top-notch quarterback in the league, and I don't get the sense that he'll ever be, you know, a top five quarterback. But look at Ryan Tannehill, and look at what Ryan Tannehill did after leaving Adam Gase, leaving the Miami Dolphins, going to the Tennessee Titans, where they had a lot more talent around them. Ryan Tannehill, guys, I think it's fair to say he's a top 10, he's a top 12 quarterback in the league. I think if everything went perfectly for Sam Darnold in Carolina, with Robbie Anderson, with Matt Rhule, with Joe Brady, having McCaffrey in the backfield, maybe he could get himself to that top 12, top 15 echelon. I don't think he could ever be any better than that. I think he will be better than what he was with the Jets. But I don't think in like 3 years, guys, we're having this conversation of, holy moly, Sam Darnold's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. I don't expect that.
I don't either. John Jastrzemski joining us here on Dukes and Bell. New York, New York podcast with The Ringer. All right, as we talk about the Jets and all the things that are wrong with them, what's wrong with the Yankees? Now, I think the Braves should have won two there. We got a great start from Charlie Morton the other night. Didn't happen, but New York's freaking out over this start with the Yankees.
Sorry, they look like absolute garbage, guys. And it doesn't matter. They look like absolute garbage. And it doesn't matter if Charlie Morton is a Brave, an Astro, a Tampa Bay Ray, he's going to mow against the Yankees. The bigger problem for the Yankees is that they get mowed by everybody. I mean, I don't care who the pitcher may be, and I know Ian Anderson's good. Don't get me wrong. He's got nasty, nasty stuff, and I think he's going to have a good year. You guys be proud of me, by the way. I have a couple of bucks down on the Braves to win the World Series this year, so I'm hoping that there's a little bit of a turnaround over the next few weeks. But the bottom line with the Yankees is they got to start scoring some runs. They're a team that is built on hitting the long ball. They're not hitting the long ball right now. So a lot of the warts are going to be magnified when you're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Chicks dig the long ball, and if the Yankees are going to get back to winning ways, they got to do a lot more of that over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, like, I grew up a Mets fan, so I take a little bit of pleasure watching the Yankees struggle. But that ballpark, I mean, Austin Riley hits a 360-foot home run. I just can't believe that a guy like Stanton and Judge just go the other way. You'd think they'd just be raking. But either way, Stanton, by the way, how is Stanton handling the heat? Because Yankee fans are killing him these last two games.
Well, here's the biggest problem with Stanton. The fact that you're on the books for 6 or 7 more years at $30 million. Guys, he can't even play the field. You know, and that was the biggest problem with bringing Giancarlo Stanton to the Yankees. He had a great postseason last year. Let's not lose sight of that. He meshed for the Yankees in the play-in wild-card round. He destroyed Tampa Bay and hit 5 home runs in that series. But when you're a guy that can't play the field, you're a flawed superstar, you earned all of this money, and now the Yankees are kind of mindful of their budget. They cost themselves an opportunity to upgrade in other areas when basically they brought in a player in Stanton who is exactly the same as Aaron Judge, except he's not as good, he's not as complete, and he can't play the field. The Yankees, in all the moves they've made since 2017, the biggest mistake they made, hands down, is tying themselves into that Giancarlo Stanton contract. It is a disaster.
Cashman on the hot seat?
Fellas, I think it depends on what happens at the end of this year. And my take on this has been simple. I thought the Yankees, in a weak American League, because remember, no Dodgers in the AL, no Padres in the AL, no Atlanta Braves in the AL. The AL is weak. I mean, who are we talking about? Tampa, who are Snell and Morton? Chicago White Sox, who don't have Eloy Jimenez, the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox. It's not a great AL. If the Yankees cannot find their way to the World Series this year, I think they need to make wholesale changes. If that's the GM, if that's the manager, if it's multiple players as a part of this roster. That needs to happen because they basically said, guys, we didn't have a great 2020. It was a pandemic year. It was a shortened 60-game season. We're going to run it back. We're going to basically bring back the same team and see what the results are going to be. Well, right now the results are not very good. They're 5 games under .500. They're not in the World Series this year. Yes, I would advocate major change.
John Jastrzemski is with us, guys, from up in New York. If you can't tell, he's from New York. Guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So, hey, man.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Look at that.
Yeah, the Midwest of Newdorp, that's Staten Island. Anyway, real quick, what about the Knicks? They're on fire. They're the hottest team. Yeah, the Knicks are the hottest team in the NBA, and we said it earlier. I mean, Julius Randle, holy cow, Randall is on fire. He looks like, Dr. J meets Xavier McDaniel last night.
Guys, I feel like I'm living in the bizarro world where I'm down in the dumps about the Yankees, and I'm, like, basking in the glory. When it comes to the New York Knickerbockers, nobody saw this coming. Julius Randle has taken his game to another level. And I don't know how anybody can debate Coach of the Year in the NBA. And I'm not trying to be a New York homer in any way. This is a team that had a season total at like 21.5 out in Vegas. Tom Thibodeau currently has the team as one of the four best within the Eastern Conference. They play hard every night. They scratch and claw every night. He's taking guys like Randle and Barrett, and they're different players under his regime. Thibodeau's the coach of the year, and I can't say enough good things about what I've seen out of the Knicks. I'm not delusional. They're not winning an NBA championship, but the fact that they are watchable, the fact that they fight, they have taken on the personality of the head coach, and it's incredibly refreshing.
Yeah, we said it. They play hard. We saw it last night. They're going to be dangerous in the playoffs. They're going to be dangerous. John, we appreciate the time today, man. Great stuff. Check him out and check out New York, New York, the podcast on The Ringer. We'll talk to you soon, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.